What's more fun than regular fun? Two times the fun. Visit Kings Dominion and Soak City this summer. Experience white-knuckle roller coaster thrills and water slides to chill, all in the same park. There's more than enough excitement for the whole family. Summer is short, so fit in as many adventures as you can before it's too late. Come and enjoy a day so packed full of action and relaxation, one park can barely contain it all. For a limited time, everyone pays kids' price at kingsdominion.com.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Come on.
My brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We are broadcasting, amen, from Richmond, Virginia. This is the Bread of Life segment. We do this every Sunday at 7 p.m., amen. Today, I want to wish and for every father a happy Father's Day, amen. I pray that you will have a blessed day in the Lord, and I pray that you will continue to those that are good fathers will continue to be good fathers. Amen. I pray that we will be better fathers and dads to our children. Amen. And better husbands and uncles, grandpa, granddad, all of the above to the youth. Amen. And to each other. Amen. Amen. So today's message, again, is called Our Father. I know you're going to be blessed by it. Amen. This was a series that I worked on probably a few months ago. Amen. But this is just part one. If you really want to hear all of it, it's an entirely the rest of it. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/whenchristianspeak, and you'll be able to listen to all, I think it's a total of 3 episodes. Amen. You can also go to speaker.com, iHeartRadio.com, and any of the different social media sites that we're on. I want to remind you that on tomorrow, Evangelist Mac will be on Adoration at 7 p.m. Amen. He's talking about doing some serious praise and worship. I want to encourage you to tune in to him. Okay? Amen. Be blessed.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Louis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. Second Saturdays of the month at 10 a.m., join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. And on fourth Saturdays, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson, where she shares a broad range of topics to help believers persevere and overcome. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
May God we give this broadcast to you, and we pray that you will have your way. We pray that it begin to heal, it will begin to deliver, it will begin to help, it will begin to encourage God, it will begin, God, to do whatever is necessary in the men and women that are listening to, God. Not because I'm the one that's speaking, but because you are speaking, Holy Spirit, and you know what's best for the people that you have created. So we pray for all those things to come to pass. We pray, Lord Jesus, that those that might be skeptics or those that might not even know you, will you begin to show yourself mighty unto them, God, that they will receive you, Lord Jesus, those that you have ordained for such a time as this. We pray, God, for the people of God to understand the time and the season that we are living in now, that we might take serious our relationship with you, God, first, and then our relationship with how we treat and love one another. For you said, this is how all men would know that we are your disciples, that how we love one another, how we love one another, allow us to love our enemies just as much as we love those that love us. Allow us to even to love our Judas, God, who whatever and whatever they might be, God, and even in the midst of circumstances that we come into, God, we pray that you will continue to keep us in the bosom of you, Lord Jesus, that you would keep us from all harm and hurt, God, that you would encourage us, you would strengthen us when we may be weak, so we continue to lift you up and give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, God, for there truly is none like you in all the earth. We will magnify your name, we will praise you, we will lift up our voice like a trumpet unto you, and God, Holy Spirit, we say thank you in advance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. 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 So we're going to talk about this scripture. I'm not exactly sure which direction we're going, but we know that the Holy Spirit is definitely going to lead. I got an opportunity to go to Apostle Shirley's church today where Pastor Tapscott was there, and he was talking about prayer. Usually what I do for the broadcast is, you know, most case times I prepare something, but sometimes I just want to sit before the Lord and let God just send me what he wants and everything. And I had a great time, man. I'm telling you, it was an awesome service there at Rehoboth, amen. And I thank God for them allowing me to just come in, just sit in the back and be at peace and enjoy the service. I was really good about that, amen. And it was just a great,
service as a whole, amen, a healing and a deliverance and all the above. So I was really, really just blessed, man. And as I was sitting there and I was listening, hopefully we'll be able to have Dr. Tapscott come back on, amen. But I was listening to the preacher, I was listening to the songs, and for me, I consider myself to be a prayer warrior, and I don't always pray as much as I think I need to, because the Bible said pray without ceasing, or something like that. So I don't think I pray enough and everything like that. So my prayer, when I went to the altar, my prayer was, okay, God, I want to increase my prayer life, not because I want anything in particular, but because I want to be in tune to Him, and I want to be completely led by Him, especially when it deals with ministry, and especially when it deals with the broadcast and what it is that we're doing on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. The purposes of what we are trying to do is to reach masses and people and that we probably never, in some cases, we probably never ever meet, and to reach the hearts of men and women, and to let them know that there is a God, and to let them know that Jesus Christ is the way, and to let them know that there is hope, and to encourage their faith, to sharpen their iron and everything, and to do those things that God has called us to do and everything. And it's not for us to be a supplement of you going to your local church, of course not. Amen. You still need to do that, because you don't need to forsake the assembly of you and others together, because iron sharpens iron. And also, there's a testimony in you, or a testimony in someone else, that you need to hear. Amen. So that you'll be able to overcome the things that you are facing in your life. So we are just overjoyed about that. So I started on this topic about Our Father, and there was a song they were singing earlier, and I meant to download it, and we might do it at some other time. And I'm not sure exactly how long we're going to do this or how much of it I'm going to be able to get through with. But I'm coming out of Luke 11 and 2, and I want to read just the first two verses real quick, amen, and then I'm going to skip about, we're going to probably get into details, and I think I've done this before with the Lord's Prayer, and I think, and this is also for me, this, I'm being fed by this too, so this is what it says, this is Luke 11 and 1, it says, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, and this is a very important thing that I looked at, and I'm looking at even now, and I was like, wait a minute, that means Jesus prayed. So if Jesus prayed, that means we have to pray too. It said, as he was praying in a certain place, that means he went away to a certain place to pray. I think all of us have a place that we go that we just set aside, whatever it might be. Some people might be in your car. It might be in your special room or whatever. Some people have a prayer closet and everything. If you saw the movie, amen. Wherever it might be, but a certain place that he was in, he was just praying. And he did this often. Jesus would go away from the crowd, from the disciples, and pray. And in the process of praying, he would have a conversation with his Father. Okay, he would have a, and I believe also that if, when he began to pray to his Father, or his Father began to speak, to answer his prayer and tell him what to do next or where he should go, I also believe that it also was a strengthening that was going on. Okay, it also was a strengthening that was taking place. It says, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So they wanted to know how to pray. They were watching him, no doubt. And they knew that what he was doing, that he was praying. So they wanted to know why, because also they recognized that John had also taught his disciples. So they wanted to be taught of Jesus. And that's a place of heaven. And I look at it, that's a place of heaven, what I call a teachable spirit. Lord, teach us, God. Lord, teach us how to pray. We want to know how to pray. The way you pray, we want to, the best way to pray and stuff like that. We don't want to just give out empty words and all this kind of stuff. We want the words that we say to have value, to touch the essence of who God is, so that our prayer can come through. Amen. And then it says in verse 3, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father. Then he says, which art in heaven. Okay, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Let's stop right there. Let's just work on verse 2 just for a minute. Okay, we're not going to stay before you long. And it says, and he said it to him, well, when you pray, say, Our Father. Right off the bat, that's giving honor to who God is. Why? Because God is our Father. You know, he's not just the creator and everything like that. He's not just the great I am, but he's considered to be our Father. God, Jesus even said that, my Father. Jesus called him my Father. So if we belong to Christ and Christ belongs to Jesus, that means he's our Father too. I want to go someplace real quick and let's see, where am I going? John 14. John 14 and 1, it says, Jesus was talking to the disciples at the time, and he was getting ready to go to a place, and amen. And he said, let me just read it to be better. John 14, 1. Let's start at verse 1. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He's telling them right here in the bed, if you believe in my Father, believe also in me. And then in verse 2, he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Where am I going? I'm going to prepare a place for you that's in my Father's house that are full of many mansions. Whose Father? His Father. Whose Father? Our Father, y'all. Our Father. Our Father is preparing a place for us that when we leave this world and everything like that, that we will be able to go and be with him. Why? And how is he doing that? Through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. He said, in my Father's house, I'm many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. It said, verse 3 said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He said, I'm not going to leave you hungry. I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In other words, I'm coming back to get you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and then I'm coming to get you. I'm not going to leave you right where you are. You know, I'm going to bring you to the mansion that God has designed just for you. I'm going to bring you to my Father's house. I'm going to bring you to our Father, your Father and my Father. He says, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus, this is where I want to get. And Jesus said unto him, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. So we can't get to our Father unless we come through Jesus Christ, is where I'm going with this. We can't get to our Father unless we go through Jesus Christ. And if anybody tell you anything other than that, run. Run. He said, he said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. He said, if you've known me, you should have known my Father also. And this is something that he got into with the Sadducees and the Pharisees concerning about Father Abraham. And, you know, he had to bring corrections. And like, no, if Abraham was truly your father, you would receive me. But they couldn't receive him and everything because they were so caught up in their religion and everything. So the thing is, in order to get beyond the Father Abraham, in order to get to Father God, who is our Father, we got to come through Jesus Christ. He says, in verse 8, he said, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices. Show us the Father. Show us who God is. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long with you? And yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He said, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how says us then? Show us the Father. You looking for God, and all you got to do is look at me. The key for us, y'all, to understand who God is, we just got to get to Jesus Christ. Tim said, we have to be willing to allow him, Christ, to come into our life. We got to be willing to let the Holy Spirit come to sin and sin. Then we can be able to go behind the veil. See, you do understand that when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible said that the veil was rent in two. Okay? It was rent asunder and everything. And the purpose behind that, so that we, those that have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, would be able to go behind the veil. Well, who's behind the veil? God. The Holy God, our Father. our Father. Jesus says, let me read verse 10. It says, believe us now, not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Wait a minute. The words I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwell in me, he do the work. Now, wait a minute. The same Spirit of God that he's talking about that was in him also dwells in us. That's the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important for us that when we speak, and I heard Dr. Tascott say today, that we have to be very mindful of what comes out of our mouth. Okay? For we have to be mindful of the very things that we say. For the words that comes out of our mouth must be the same thing that God give us to say. Nothing more, nothing less. In other words, let our yeas be yeas and our nays be nays. Okay? He said, verse 11 says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works. If you don't believe any of that, believe the work that's been done. Believe that the dead has been risen. Believe that the dumb has been able to speak. Believe that the deaf can hear. You know, believe that all these miracles are taken. People have been healed from all kinds of disease. The lame is all. Believe the works. Believe the words. Believe what you see with your own eyes and everything. And know that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. You know? And that same spirit dwells in us as believers of Jesus Christ. It dwells in us. It's only for their asking. You know, there's one thing to be saved and be converted, but there's another part of that we need to be able to receive the Holy Spirit. Because what the Holy Spirit does, it brings all things back to our remembrance and stuff. You know, it's the one that has the power. It's the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Now let's go back to Luke chapter 11, verse 2. It says, he said to them, when you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, right off the bat, we need to recognize not only that God is our Father, but where's his location at? He is in heaven. He is in heaven. It says, hallowed be thy name. Let's go back to which art in heaven real quick. Let me read something else I got here. It says, which art in heaven? It says that, where am I going? One of the things that I found out that I liked about that Jesus just started off and saying, because he's been talking about God and his Father. He just started off and says, my Father, but he stressed our Father again to let us know that, hey, I'm not just talking about my Father. I'm talking about our Father. Okay? You know? He's talking about us, you know, being plural, you know. So it says that we need to experience God's fatherhood as the member of the church and the family of the Jesus, the Son. They remind us that we have to recognize all those around us, the church of God, and treat them accordingly. That's why we have to be very careful about how, I said this earlier, how what comes out of our mouth and how we treat each other. Why? Because we are the children of the Most High God. We are the children of the Most High God. You know, but if I do something wrong to my brother and sister, my brother and sister do something wrong to me, the Bible says that I should go to them, you know, and have a conversation with them. And if the conversation don't go according to a plan and stuff, then I need to call for somebody and speak it out in a group setting and everything like that. So those things will work out. Too many Christians a day are going against what God is saying for us, and we're beating each other up. We're casting throwing stones at each other. We're doing all those things which is contrary to who God says we are, because we are his children. You know, we are the sheep of his pasture. So God is calling us on this day to recognize that we are his children. That's why we say, our Father. I can't separate you from God no more than you can separate me from God. We are his children. You know, we are his children because of Jesus Christ. No matter what we look like, the color of our skin, our background, whether we're rich, poor, indifferent, or whatever, and stuff like that, we got to understand who our Father is. He's calling us to a place to recognize who our Father is and who we are in him. We are heirs and joint heirs with him. You know, we are the apple of his eye, the apple of whose eye, the apple of God's eye. We are his peculiar treasure. He's our Father. We are sons and heirs and joint heirs. We are kings and queens and everything. We are prince. You know, we are all of those things all wrapped up to him because of Jesus Christ. the part that I wanted to talk about, again, we might not be able to get through all this, is that hallowed be thy name. The word hallow means to be sanctified or to be holy. Holy is your name. You know, and when we think about it, it's like, hallowed be thy name. That means that we're in a place that we not only recognize how holy our Father is, but we are determined to let the world know also that holy, hallowed be God's name. You know, we don't mind telling people that God is holy and all the time that God is holy. Or God is good and all the time he's good. You know, that we are telling them that we recognize that God, you are holy. Lord, you're holy. Lord, you're holy, and we lift you up and magnify your name. You know, God, you are holy. You are holy, and we lift you up and we magnify your name. Why do we magnify your name in everything? Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's what he says. He said, not in an attraction, but I withdraw. So the more that we lift him up, the more that we say how holy God is, the more that we say how holy the Lamb of God, how holy Jesus Christ is, and who he is to God, and who God is to him, because they're one and the same. They're in between. They're the three that reckon in heaven, and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they're one. The more that we magnify God, holy is thy name. You know, they like that. The more people he be lifted up, you know, the more the essence of who Jesus Christ is and the purpose of him dying on the cross, people will begin to realize the seriousness of who Jesus is. And then their hope can be restored, because they begin to realize that God and only God can bring you through your storm. Only God and only God can change the king's heart. Why? Because the heart of the king is in God's hand. And the king, the Bible says, the heart of the king is in God's hand and everything. And he is like a river. And God decides which way the river go. God decides that. The king don't have any control over that himself, because he's in God's hand. And one of the things that Pastor Tascott shared with us today that really got me, he said that our prayer, you know, our prayer determines, you know, the outcome of what goes into God's hand. He said, but more importantly, we're asking that his name be recognized by everyone throughout the world by being the ultimate holy power, that one day, soon rather than later, that we always will know him to be righteous, powerful, and everyone's true God. He said, how hallowed be thy name. How hallowed be thy name, man. Isn't that amazing? Be that name. Thy kingdom come, you know, thy kingdom come, you know, thy will be done in as it is in heaven, so it is in earth. As it is in heaven, so it is in earth. In other words, whatsoever is loose in heaven is loose in earth. Whatever is mine in heaven is mine in earth. You know, that's a very powerful place to understand where we can be in our relationship and our intimacy with Jesus Christ. And to understand that God is our Father. You know, that we have so much authority and power that he has given us and stuff like that. If we ever get to a place that we truly walk in the anointing of recognize who God is to us, our Father, and that we are his sons and we are his daughter. That means that whatever tribulation, whatever trials, whatever disappointment, whatever life, whatever death that comes our way, we still be rooted and grounded in the truth that God is our Father. We still be rooted and grounded in the truth that no matter what it look like, that God is our Father. We have something to hold on to when it look like in the world says that you shouldn't be holding on. It look like we ain't got nothing to hold on to. But we can hold on to that God is our Father. We can hold on to the fact that holy is his name. Lord, you're holy, and holy is your name. You're wonderful. You're a counselor. You're the great I am. You're all of that. You know, the song said, I call you all that. Lord, you're all that. You are all of that to me. I call you holy. Lord, you are holy. God, you are all holy to me. You know, we begin to recognize who God is in our life. Our Father, we can lift up our heads when he gets and realize the kingdom glory has come in. How's he coming in? He's coming into our hearts. He's coming into our hearts. He's coming into our way of life. Our way of life begin to change. Our way of speaking begin to change. How we look at things and how we do things is not the same. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven, so it is in earth. We begin to match those things that God has ordained for us since the beginning of time, since the foundation of, before the foundation of earth was even created. We begin to match those things. We begin to have that intimacy or that relationship with our Father, or that intimacy or the relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, everything about us changed. We look at things totally different than we ever looked at them before. And stuff don't bother us like they used to. We don't be weary and well doing and stuff. You know, we don't fret not ourselves because of evil doing. We don't fret ourselves because somebody is just doing and reaping success, but at the same time reaping evil. We don't do all of that because we know in whom we believe. We know that we serve a God that is our Father. And we know and we trust in him. And we hold on to him. Our Father. I want to read a couple more places. One of the things I recognize about our Father, it's all in the Bible, man. This the word our Father in itself appears like over 73 times, you know. And it appears exact phrase about 48 times. And if you Google it or go there, you'll find like, man, it's all in the Bible. They talk about our Father. Then there's different meanings. They talk about something. But once we can try, we're concentrating on when it comes to God. Amen. I want to read something. Let me see if I can go through some of the scriptures that I had clicked on, man. Amen. These are in Romans chapter 1, verse 7. And this is Paul, he's speaking. Amen. And these are salutations. These are greetings. And it says, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. In other words, he's addressing a group of people that happen to be in Rome. And he calls them beloved of God because he wants them to know, hey, look, God loves you. But then he called them saints, called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. See, one of the things I like about, he don't leave out God. And he don't leave out Jesus Christ. He said, our Father, God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? So that means that when I'm looking, when I'm praying and when I'm greeting, I'm in prayer mode and I'm greeting and I'm thinking about, or I'm talking to a group of people, I can group them. I can group the D.C. area. I can do the Washington, D.C. metro area, Virginia, and I can speak to Maryland. I can speak to D.C. I can speak to the United States. We can speak, y'all, you know, to the world, but we need to be specific here. You know, we can speak to things that are going on overseas in Iran, and we can speak to the things that are going on in Israel and everything, because we can say they are beloved of God, called to be saved. We are called to be saved, and a grace to be your peaceful God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I say it to you, you can't get to the Father unless you come to Jesus Christ. Or Christ Jesus, the resurrected Savior. You can't do it. It won't work any other way. It's something like that. Otherwise, you come like a thief in the night, trying to get to the Father, and God be like, I don't really know you because you didn't really come to the Son. So the prayer for us, when we're in prayer and stuff like that, we have to be able to use the salutation, use the greeting, and say, God, I want only just pray for my city. I think that the time has come for the people of God is to adopt a city. I don't want to say a state, because a state might be large, but each and every one of them are called by God. If we adopt a city in particular, have to be the city that you live in, but begin to call that city out. Begin to pray in the spirit for that city. Begin to lift up that city to God. Begin to say, Lord, if there be 10, just like he did with Abraham and I, will you spare the city? What, God? If there be whatever the number, God, would you send your ministering angels, you know, to prepare those things, to prepare the breaches in the wall, to prepare those things that are going wrong in the city? I believe that we're in a time that we need to adopt a city, a town, and everything. And begin to pray in the spirit for those things that are going on in the spiritual realm that we can't always see. Because to understand the thing, we are at spiritual warfare. You hear me say this all the time. You are at spiritual warfare. Begin to even not only go to the city You want to get a little deeper and begin to pray for your household. Begin to pray for your family that as a whole. Nobody, they might be spread out and stuff like that. Maybe they might live in different cities. Begin to have particular prayers about family. You know, then begin to pray about individual churches, maybe the church you are. Begin to pray about pastors. Begin to pray how specific and stuff like that. And you, the only one that can give you that is God. Of things around here, but you know, let me read another one. Today. It says, I'm gonna look at this is First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 6. It says, this is another section. It says, grace be again. Here's the word grace. Why? Because God is a God of grace. Grace be unto you, peace. God is a God of peace. Peace from God, our Father, and from again, here's the word, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, grace be to you. And peace. I'm giving you grace and I'm giving you peace. God has already given you mercy. God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Okay. Let's read another one. We have to get through this another time. It said, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2. It says, grace be to you, peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. All through the Bible, all through the New Testament is God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 20 says, it says, now unto God, our Father, be glory forever and ever. Be glory. Begin to recognize who God is in our life. Amen. We're not going to get through all of this. Again, we probably do this maybe next Sunday. Amen. But just talk about our Father. It's time for us that are called by his name, that have humbled ourselves, that have submitted ourselves to him, that have turned from our wicked ways, that have stopped sinning and everything, that are called to have this saved, that have accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, that have received the Holy Spirit, is begin to call on our Father and to recognize who God is in our life. You know, and not to be afraid of what the enemy do. The enemy is going to be the enemy. The world is going to be the world and everything. The king of this world, his purpose is to destroy what God has created. So let him do what he thinks he's supposed to do. But we have to do what our Father has called us to do. We have to be obedient to the calling that's on our life. We need to be obedient to the call. This is a time for us to cry aloud and spare not, to lift up our voice like a trumpet, and to tell the people, whether they be saved or not saved, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's coming back one day. Then where will you spend your eternity at? Where? All of us have eternal life, but the key, the one of the things that I find out is whether we will be in glory or will it be in the lake of fire? I don't know about you, but I want to see Jesus' face, the face of him. I like about that particular scripture, it says that you've been faithful over a few things. That means I didn't always get it right. You know, that means I didn't say the right things. That means that I might have messed up sometimes. I made some mistakes and stuff like that. I didn't keep my mouth shut when I should have shut up and everything. But through all of that, understand that God still calls us his children and that we have been bought with a price now. We are no longer belong to ourselves, but we are slaves. We are ambassadors to Jesus Christ. Because of him, now we can talk to our Father. We can ask God for anything, you know, and he would give it to us. Why? Because we begin to recognize what's in his will for us. So we don't have to pray amiss or anything like that. We don't have to pray something that's a selfish prayer. But we can pray what the heart of God wants us to have. We begin to understand those things. We begin to realize who Jesus Christ is in our life. Amen. I got to stop, man. I can't go any further because if I do, I'm going to take up a lot more time. You know, I'm going to take up a lot more time. You know, but I hope this has been a blessing to you. And I pray that you will share this one because we're in a time now we need to know that who our Father is, you know. You know, Jesus was talking about it. He was talking to the leaders of the time. He said, your Father is not my Father. You know, your Father is the father of lies. Your Father is the devil. and everything. If you worship my Father, then you will understand who I am. But because those things have been hidden from you, and you serve your own father, which can be is the devil, which is going to be your flesh, which can be your lust, which can be your desire for power, which can be your ego, which can be all those things. And no, my Father is not even in you. The key for us got to understand, y'all, God, are you with me? You know, this is a time for accepting, self-examining ourselves, not self-doubting, but self-examining to make sure that we are in tune with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in tune with us, that we are led by the Spirit, because then that becomes, we become the sons, become sons of Him. You know, we are led by Him. We're not led by our emotions. We're not led by what people say, but we're led by God. We're led by the Holy Spirit. You know, that song said, the old song said, where you lead me, where you got me, I will follow. Where you lead me, God, I want to be able to go with that narrow, straight, and narrow path that you have designed. I want to be able to stay on that path that you have designed for me. I don't want to detail off that path whatsoever. And just in case I mess up and take the wrong step, I know that the blood of Jesus is there to put me back on the right path, to allow me to know that I belong to Him, that I belong to the Father, because He says that, our Father, not just His. Amen. Amen. Look, we're going to go ahead. Father God, we give this broadcast to you. Again, we pray that it will reach out to the masses of people and begin to prick the hearts of men and women, wherever they might be, whatever country they might be in, God. Whether they believe in you, whether they don't, Lord Jesus, but they will begin to understand that there's a balm in Gilead, and that balm is you, Jesus. We pray for the salvation of nations and nations, not just the United States, but all nations. We pray for Jerusalem like we always do, God, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the people of Jerusalem, God, that you will keep them in the bosom of your Savior, that they will receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior, God. They will know that you are coming, but we pray for them, God, for God, because we want to be blessed, God, and not cursed, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that the time and the season we live in, that even though the enemy has decided to come against many of us as Christians as a flood, God, you said that you will raise up a banner, a standard against it, God. We realize now that that standard and banner, Lord Jesus, is our Father. It says our Father. So we will wait patiently on you for you to do with you, and we will continue to intercede on behalf of those in leadership, God, not just in the pulpit, in the churches, God, but also those, Lord Jesus, that be in leadership in this world, God. For we know, God, that you are controlling all things, Lord Jesus. We know, God, that you have a divine purpose in mind, that, God, that you will, we would try over all these things in the end. In the end, we win. Because we serve you, we worship you, and not because we ourselves are so righteous, but because of the righteousness of you, Jesus Christ, that made possible through the blood of the cross, that was made possible through the resurrection of you and the cross. We are now new creatures, and we say thank you in advance. Bless those that's here, God. Answer their prayers, Lord Jesus. Be a light unto them, a lamp unto their feet. Show them a more excellent way. Whatever needs to be done, we pray healing, deliverance. Whatever needs to make men broken heart, God, we pray this prayer to you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you've been listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I've been your host, Reverend Ray, man. Y'all be blessed, man. And know that God loves you, our Father, and if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it doesn't take a lot. Just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth and everything, and let Jesus come into your life. And then ask Him for the Holy Spirit. What in your own words? I'm not going to give you the words to say, but in your own words. You know where you are. And if you're a backslider, He said, I'm married to the backslider. If you need to be straightened, He said that His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Wherever you are, God will be for you and everything. If you let Him in, He's knocking on your door even now. So, you know, He's knocking on your door wherever you are. You might be in a drug-infested place right now. You might be in a place of desperation where you're about to take your life. God said, not so. Don't do yourself any harm. But recognize that our Father applies to you too, that He wants you to come into the light, come into a place of relationship with His Son, and understand that there is a great thing in you that God has ordained for you and everything. All you got to do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. So be blessed. Thank you for listening, tuning in. Don't forget, you can listen to this broadcast in its entirety at any time on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, iHeart Radio. Tune in and some of the other. Go to our website. You can see it there on social media all over the place, man. Keep this ministry in prayer because God is moving us and taking us to a different level. He's calling us to higher heights in Him, not in our own self, not about egos, not about personalities, but He's calling us in a higher heights in Him, that the Word of God that He give us might come out. He has filled us and everything, so it might come out. That it might come out, that somebody might be blessed, somebody life might be changed, somebody might cry, what must I be do to be saved? Somebody, whatever the case may be, you need Jesus in your life. I need Him. Look, I'm just mud from the mud pile, as my pastor would say, James Robinson. But look, I ain't no different than you. I'm not any different than you. I go through, preachers go through their things too. And we need God even more so. This definitely is a time to try, men. So keep this broadcast. Keep the different hosts that we have on in prayer. Keep them lifted up. And if they send them some love letters and everything from, you know, get in contact with us. And you can get in contact with me at withchristianspeak@gmail.com. But on social media, different things like that, send them, let them know that you appreciate their word and stuff like that. With the different, these people are pouring out to you. The things that God has poured into them and everything. And they have a thirst and they have a desire. They have a vision. You know, they have a zeal for the things of God. The people that we bring on to talk about the different subject matter, they have a zeal, y'all, for you so that you may live and not die. Amen. Y'all be blessed. This is Reverend Ray. I'm out of here. Amen.